Human, have you lost your mind? You know what this area is, don't you? I am so sick and tired of this. Who I am? Can't you see? I'm an angel. To be exact, I'm your guardian angel. And you just seem to keep getting yourself into trouble this month. Do you know how many times I have helped you, protected you? So many. How are you able to summon so many demons? I don't understand, human. I didn't know it was possible. And yet, you're living proof. Thanks to me. I'm sorry for snapping at you, but you have to understand, I'm getting tired of all this fighting. I'm here for you. I love and adore you. I will do anything since I'm your guardian, but this has taken a toll on me. Yes. I don't know how anyone can summon a demon while eating breakfast. And yet, you're able to. Or how, while showering, you summon a spirit, an evil spirit. I am amazed and appalled by the power you have inside of you. I didn't know that mortals are able to do these things anymore. I thought it was from the past, but you are magical. No, it's not a bad thing. In fact, it's wonderful, but you, since you have had no idea, then I had to show myself. I have to guide you so I'm no longer just guardian angel. I'm your... I don't even know if there's a title for the role I have now. Guardian angel is what I do. But now it's... The teaching angel? That's not a good title. Oh, yes, you could call me that, but, I've adored my title. And now I don't know. I don't really know what to do now. But I will do my best to guide you. Guiding angel? No. This is weird. I'm sorry. I just don't know how to handle it. I haven't talked to humans for a long time. Because there would be no reason. And yet you don't seem that afraid of me either. I guess it's all those movies. Or the video games. I'm that up to date, yes. Since I am guarding you, I'm with you almost 24/7. I'll give you privacy from time to time because everyone needs that and I need breaks. But this month, I don't understand. By chewing, you summon someone. By showering, you summon something. What's next? Okay, I guess you kind of summoned me too, or to show myself, since, well, the things running after you were werewolves. They don't usually do that in packs of 10, but they did. So I came down here to help you. It's not a bad thing becoming a werewolf, but you have so much potential as just a normal human being. If you at a later date want to become a werewolf, I'm sure I could help you with that too. But right now, I needed to help you, so here I am, and this is awkward. Yes. And I don't even know what to say. Other than, hello. My name, I don't remember. I guess you could just call me Angel. Since that is technically what I am. It's been a long time since anyone has asked my name. If you could give me one, well, I don't see why not, even though I kind of like just Angel. If that's not too much of a bother for you, huh? But now, could I maybe walk you home? I don't think you should be outside at night, right now. At least not until you understand your powers and what you can do, and your pheromones and, well, anything really, pertaining to magic or otherwise. Because it's needed. And I don't want to ruin any kind of balance that there is in the world. Because that would make you a target, and we don't want that. No, no. I've had enough to do to now, and I'm going to guard you to the end. Either for you or for me. And at this rate, it's going to be me. I guess that could be seen as a pun. Even though I don't know why. But okay, just scratch that. So, me. Walk. You. Home. Yes. Good. So let's do that, please. That's the wrong way. Yeah, you got a little bit turned around in the chase. So that's not the way you want to go. That way is a cliff. So 3 more steps and, no more. And, yeah. So this way. Yes. Well, Now you know about angels. Guardian angels. There are a lot of creatures out there, and I'm sure I could tell you about every one of them, since you have a knack of finding every single one. Well, earlier today, a witch, she was actually nice to you. She gave you a spell of good blessing, or put one upon you, and you didn't realize, and that's why you weren't hit by that bus. Yes. That was not a mirage. You actually almost got hit by a bus. And that would not have been pretty. So, I guess it's your pheromones attracts everyone since you have come more and more into magic. And I'll help you. Yes, for my own sanity and for not losing my mission. So come on, let me walk you home. Yeah. Still this way.